Final thing is, I got a little bit of work for you to do, okay? 19 minutes, but it'll be worth it, okay? And then at 4, we're going to break. You can go talk to Denise Partridge. You can hug each other's necks. But here's what I need you to do. I need you to get your business planner out, your phenomenal business growth planner. And I'm going to have you do about 15 minutes worth of work real quick. Maybe 10. And I need you to open up to the business systems assessment. What page is that on, please? What is it? Page 8. Let's open up to page 8. And I'd like to see you do this at least every quarter, if not every month, all right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to rate our business systems as they exist right now on a scale of 1 to 10. And be sure to date your planner, because what my vision is for the future is that you guys will be able to go back to these planners. I think they're 3-hole punch. Put them in a binder. And this way, I want you to be able to go back and see your growth, okay? So 1 to 10, all 5 areas on the assessment, and then do your business wheel. Yes or?
Yes.
Yes. When you get every single one of these at a high score on each and every one of them, you're going to have a pretty phenomenal business? Yes or yes? So how are those wheels looking? I saw one back there. It was round, but it was small. So it's going to take, you know, it's like a rolling pin, you know. And then some people have like an oblong. That's going to be a bumpy ride, right? Flat tire. Some of you have like one of those wheel locks, you know, like if you park in the wrong spot and it has like a triangle. And you ain't going nowhere. All right, so is everybody done with their assessment? Okay, let me give you a couple more minutes then. We're running low on time. Okay, last thing. Last thing. There is a page in there called the Master Projects List. I just want you to locate it. I don't want you to necessarily do anything with it yet. But here's the process. If you want to implement consistently, the key is to get all of your ideas out on that master projects list. Look at that assessment. And your master projects list is just a running list of ideas. Thanks to Sherry Perry, she categorized those under leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. By the way, we have this online, so you can use it online. This is just your paper copy to think with, right? So then you're going to take your assessment, you're going to take your master projects list. This is the key. You ready? You need to determine what your phenomenal 4 projects are. Every expert worth their salt will tell you that you need to limit the projects that you're working on to 3 to 5. Now, some people have a little more time to work on the business than others. So, you know, maybe, you know, they could work on more if that's all they're doing is working on projects and leading from the front and delegating. You got a team and all that. I don't care if you have one, but 3 to 5, we call it the phenomenal four. And one of those is the most important. Let me leave you with some advice from Gary Keller, who wrote The One Thing, who also built Keller Williams Realty from startup to the largest residential real estate company in the country, probably in the world. And it's called The Focusing Question. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else becomes either easier or unnecessary? If it's getting to KFP, then you drill down and figure out what's the one thing I need to do. If it's hiring a team member, what's the one thing I need to do? Such that by doing it, that's implementation. So the final piece is determine which one of those four projects is going to be your one thing project. And that's what your conversations need to be around on your pod. That's what your conversations need to be about on your coaching call. Yes or? Yes. Hey, thank y'all for coming. Hope you had a great time. Thank you very much.